All right, this is our last podcast for the year over a Power of One. This is May 20th, and this is over chapters 20 through the end of the book.
Yeah, so chapter 20 starts out with PK having to do a lot more work for Singe and Burn for his private lessons, but he finds it pretty interesting because he's learning a lot.
Yeah.
And then Mori decides that there is a way that PK can train with Solly Goldman. But they don't have the. They're gonna use the money in the bank to pay for the first year.
Yeah.
But PK doesn't really want to dip into the capital of the bank because he feels wrong doing it.
Yeah. And then the rugby. They talked about with the rugby team. Yeah. About how Maureen said they could like make a bet on the next rugby team.
Yeah, they
team.
All placed bets on that.
Mm-hmm. And they said they made like two. Was it 200 some pounds?
Or I don't remember.
I can't remember what the amount of pounds was, but it said it was enough to pay for lessons with them for like the first two.
They laid down a really big bet.
Yeah.
And to like raise morale for the rugby game so that they might actually like play well. Yeah. He fights what's his name? Jamie. Mm-hmm. He fights him again at his school and Gilden they put a big
And I remember the money they made off the rugby team, I remember it was enough to pay for the lessons for like the first like 2 years, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. And then Gelden Hui says that he's not gonna place any more bets with the school, unless he deals with PK only and not the Jew boy Mori.
Yeah, that makes PK mad.
So PK gets mad and then starts sticking up for his friend.
Yeah,
because he and Mori have become good friends this chapter.
Yeah. And they kind of take advantage of that and they get into a boxing match between.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mori had bet 50 pounds.
Yeah.
And PK gets his first absolute knockout.
Yeah, he gets
completely.
It was also like his longest battle.
He hits
too.
That 8-punch combo too.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that the fight where he was losing on points, but then he got the he was
Jamie won the second round.
Yeah, it said he would have lost on points, but then it said he had the absolute knockout.
Yeah, but he's beaten Gelden. Gelden Huis at all the other meets.
Yeah, he's beaten him every other time except for the first one. They've all been close fights.
Yeah,
exactly.
So then was that end of chapter 20? Move on to 21, I guess.
Much, yeah.
No, I forgot to mention that he goes back to the home finds out that Doc is dying.
He's like,
and Doc seems
really not
old.
In good shape. His pneumonia, all that.
Doc tells him, or PK tells Doc that he has to live until PK is the welterweight champion of the world.
Yeah.
And then for chapter 21, the Nationalist Party had won the election, and that's going to soon lead to the apartheid, the legal separation, and basically segregation of the whites and non-whites in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, then PK just kind of like goes home over Easter break, like right as this is happening.
No, he's Easter break at school, so he can keep training with boxing.
Oh, right.
And Sully gets him a fight in a black township.
Yeah, but then it says about like the segregation thing. It says it foreshadows that it will not be until 1952 that the black or colored people.
Yeah, so he goes to Sophia Town, the black township, and fights, what was his name?
Let's see.
Can I find it?
Were you looking
it's
for the salt?
Gideon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mandoma. So he goes and he fights.
He's a great-grandson of,
right before he finds him, he finds out that he's the son of PK's nanny.
Who died 5 years ago, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she left her son to go help with PK.
Mm-hmm. And PK, and that he didn't know his mom happy. Until he was, what, six?
Yeah. He's not happy with that.
Yeah.
So.
And now PK knows the truth about what happened to nanny.
Mm-hmm. And this is, like, one of his biggest fights ever. It says there's, like, there's a couple thousand spectators that are going to watch
And it's
it.
Also, he goes six rounds instead of three to make the difference, kind of the average between a professional fight and then the fights he's been doing.
Because it didn't say he had the chance to knock him out.
Yeah,
but
Gideon's
it said he had the chance to knock him out, but he didn't. And then,
because Gideon was getting really tired and PK could have gone after him after knocking him down, but he didn't because he was playing it safe because Gideon just needed one more big punch to knock him out.
And then Mori also noticed that Gideon was drinking a lot of water in between
the fifth
round.
Dehydrated.
He told PK to aim for the stomach, so he'll be weak there.
Yeah, it says he wins the fight with the 13 punch combination. That would be a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says during the fifth round, PK had... It was the fifth round, PK had an opportunity, but he didn't take it.
And Sully scolded him, too, when he came back to the corner, but PK explained, and he calmed down.
And then he had, like, one vision of Doc being dead or whatever it was. Or, like, he just saw, like, the cave.
Yeah, he sees and the crystal cave and the black mamba.
He just shouts out, Doc's dead, and then when he gets back to...
Like, the mamba was, like, a sign.
Lori's place.
Like, Doc's in him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he gets the call that Doc died.
He heard that, he ran away.
He's disappeared.
Yeah. Which no one they were breaking the news to him softer. Yeah. Like, and then not just straight up, oh yeah, Doc's dead. It was,
well, he did run away though.
Yeah, he ran away. And PK knew where he went.
That leads us to the next
chapter. PK was the only one that knew though. Yeah. So.
He didn't tell anyone.
Yeah. He just to the next chapter where PK assumes that Doc went on a hike and didn't come back, so he goes back to the camp that they stayed at before they went to the Crystal Caves, and he finds evidence that Doc was there.
Yeah.
He finds his knife, a note that he left, and a couple other things buried under a rock.
Mm-hmm. So. Right here on page 436, PK says that all the other deaths he'd experienced were so sudden and violent, and he says that he felt that Doc's death, that death in Africa, as he had come to know it in Africa, had no gently slipping awayness about it, no dignity, and so he felt like Doc had cheated it.
Yeah.
And Doc hadn't stayed alive until PK was the ultimate champion, like PK wanted him to.
Yeah, which I think was kind of sad, because I figured Doc would at least make it to then, but turns out he didn't.
And then PK goes back to school.
Yeah, PK goes back to school.
And like,
and then his friend
while he was boarding the train, right, he pulled out Doc's pocket watch and Gert like saw it and didn't say anything.
And then chapter 22 now. 23?
Oh, that is.
He's about ready to graduate.
Well, then they made still back in chapter 22, they started up to one school type thing on
Sundays. They started the school for black people.
PK was teaching them.
The police weren't really having that.
Yeah.
So they were gonna raid the school after the first couple lessons, but they had the wrong address and they didn't actually know where it was. Yeah. So it was unsuccessful.
The search warrant wasn't.
Yeah. And the effort to just completely segregating people. So that's why the police were going after them.
But then to solve that, they just decided to start Miss Bornstein's correspondence school.
Yeah.
And in chapter 23, he's about ready to graduate, but he doesn't really have enough money to train with Sully Goldman yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so he decides to go work in the mines for a bit and rush.
PK, he didn't get the scholarship to Oxford.
Yeah, for Oxford.
And,
so he decided to take
it. Yeah, Maury offers to pay for it for him, but he doesn't take it. And so he decides to work and get the money for himself.
Yeah, it says takes a year off of school.
Everybody wants him to go to Oxford. So he wants to also.
And he wants to do it off his own power instead of taking it from someone else.
And it says he's, isn't it the mines in Russia?
Yeah, it's the mines.
Is it not in Russia?
No, it's not Russia.
No, it's not
it's still
Russia.
In Africa.
Oh, yeah.
It's...
Yeah, he wouldn't go all the way up to Russia.
It wasn't, it was the one Russian dude that's what I was thinking of.
He becomes a grizzly man.
Yeah.
And the grizzly man's the most dangerous job in the mines. He gets paid quite a bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where he basically sets up the explosives, blows it up and makes the rocks a lot smaller so they can go down the hatch.
And PK still practices boxing.
Yeah, he does.
At his house.
But he's largely using the job in the mines to help him bulk up and get bigger and everything like that. But he meets a big Russian man named
Rasputin.
And Rasputin's a real man. All he does in his spare time is carve giant logs into small wooden spears.
They're like bowling balls.
He does like
one spears. And he uses an axe in one hand.
Drink brandy and vodka and carve wooden balls.
Yeah. And PK starts to carve balls with him with a smaller axe to strengthen his hand.
It's good mental discipline too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
then PK was giving all of his brandy that he was getting from his, what's the jewel guy's name?
The guy above him.
The guy above him, but like, what's he called?
His name was Botha. I don't remember what his job description is.
But then
PK gets really cocky with his job. Because he goes, he has a long stretch of 2 months that he works, but he's required to take a month off.
Well, he's not required, but he's given the option.
Yeah, the foreman says that he should do his physical labor, and he only takes a week off and then keeps going, but he's about ready to break the 9-month record for no accidents and perfectly fine.
And then the rocks.
He has one of those. I forget what it's called, but it's like the fuse
it's a
is
phantom
burning.
Fuse or something
yeah,
like
it's,
that.
The fuse is burning, but it really isn't.
Yeah, it's burning on the inside of the fuse, so you can't see it, but it's still
it,
burning just as fast.
It's still moving in towards the explosives.
Yeah, and he doesn't realize, but he gets the vision that the fuse is the Black Mamba, mm-hmm. and in that moment he throws his partner aside
fuse,
and then jumps
that's what
in.
It's called.
Yeah, running fuse.
Yeah.
And he saves his partner, but
he gets,
he falls
he gets
down a 60-foot hole.
Yeah,
and get trapped
under the rocks.
And a couple days ago, he had a vision. Mm-hmm. So he gives his worker the 2-week notice that he's going to quit. But then that happens the next day.
He got extremely lucky when he fell, too, because they landed right under an outcropping.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of rocks fell, and he's in the hospital for a couple of weeks.
And then it says,
Rasputin dug him out.
He refused to let anyone else work with him.
Because he didn't want any rocks shifting and crushing Pique, so he spent 7 hours digging Pique out with his bare hands.
Says
and
he got
ended
out.
Up dying from exhaustion.
It says he got him out, he worked himself to death.
Yeah. As soon as he pulled him out, Rasputin died while Pique was in his arms.
But Pique, doesn't he return to the mines to break that 9-month record? Or was that before? Or did he decide to do that before he ended up crashing?
That was after the week break. He decided to return back.
Oh, that's right.
Instead of taking off the month.
But then, he didn't actually break any bones during the fall.
No, he just got a lot of
scratches.
His skin was ripped off.
His skin ripped off of it.
Rasputin literally severed his index finger getting Pique out, and he didn't notice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder if that also maybe led to Rasputin dying, like maybe
he definitely bled out. Blood loss was definitely part of it.
Yeah.
He was extremely scratched up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Pique builds a beautiful gravesite for Rasputin.
These are a lot of the wooden balls too.
Yeah,
because
it's
a big part of that.
One of his new friends, and all of his friends seem to just die.
That's why I think the theme of the story is like he gets so many people that get so close to him, and then they either disappear or they die. Mm-hmm.
And then with
he
the
keeps training and then leaves the mining camp.
Yeah.
Then plus with the gravesite, he had all like the little kids that Rasputin would buy ice cream for and stuff to take care of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When he left. So.
Well, before he leaves, he's in the bar bringing brandy.
Yeah, and guess
they
who walks in?
Botha comes in. They said that it was sniffing. I don't remember what it's called, but it's like the explosive gel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And he said that he'd been sniffing it, so he was going mad. Mm-hmm. And he starts trying to fight Pique, and Pique's trying to knock some sense into him.
Yeah.
Until he sees the swastika tattoo on his arm and realizes that
it's the judge from his school when he was little.
He fights the judge in the bathroom for about half an hour.
It's not in the bathroom. It's the bar is like, earlier they said that the bar is like 60 feet long.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's just beating him up in
the
corner.
I thought it was mainly in the bathroom.
And he takes Doc's knife.
Yeah.
And he just, scratches
so
out.
He crosses out the swastika and draws like a
Union Jack, which is like the British flag. And then he writes
carves
his initials in the middle.
And then he also talks about how the anger from Grandpa Chook comes back and
he goes back to Hoppy's words after he like knocks Judge out and he's laying on the ground. He says that he was done with the head and now it was time for the heart.
And he hit that 13 punch combo for the judge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we don't actually know what happens past this.
We don't know.
Yep. It ends right after PK
walks right
out under
the bar and just looks at
the full
moon.
So we don't know
if
the judge dies or if
we don't know
the judge
becomes a wench
or
both
probably still alive.
No, the judge is probably still alive.
And he makes
sure
that the judge does not have a good time with those scars because he rubs his hand in the vomit and blood that's all over the judge's shirt and then he rubs it into his wound.
So the wound gets infected.
Yeah, it's infected. So I guess we can move on to like the what we think of the book now.
You know, I actually really liked the book.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was one of the better ones that we've had to read for school. And he didn't know Pioneers.
The beginning started out a little boring, but it
really
picked up and it was pretty interesting.
I like the book. It just seems like most school books that we read, like the beginning's pretty slow, but then once you get into it, it's kind
of
not like,
most of them.
Some of them are like
not O Pioneers.
O Pioneers,
was the entire thing.
Like
was
I don't know which one. I don't know if it was Bless Me Ultima.
Bless Me Ultima was good.
Picked up. But I just like this one because it even though it was slow at the beginning, it picked up in like the events at the end of it, and it got really interesting, like following him to like school and how he was developing in boxing.
Those boxing matches were interesting.
I really liked how at the end he walked out and there was the full moon because it kind of went full circle because
all of his
Grandpa Chu died under a full moon.
Yeah.
And then they found a full moon. I'm pretty sure after Doc dies, there's a full moon.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping like the book would go longer, so we see if we could find out if he becomes welterweight champion.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Yeah.
Or if there's like it went through college too.
Yeah. But also, there's a lot of mystery. Book? Because we're fairly certain that he's going to be.
I don't know.
I don't know
if there's a sequel or not.
I think what time's class that?
I kind of feel like with the way it concluded, there isn't a sequel. Yeah. It seems kind of final, the way he walks out after being.
It could open-ended, but also final.
Yeah.
Because you can pretty much interpret it how you want and what happens next.
There is a sequel.
Really?
I think.
Is there?
Yeah.
Tandia.
It's
a sequel to Power of One.
Oh, wow.
So, I'm going to say, at the end of the day, it could have ended either with continuing on into the story or...
I think they could have just left it and didn't have the right sequel.
Yeah.
I think that's a good ending. I feel like kind of cutting off.
Yeah, I feel like you don't have to read the sequel for this story to really come to an end.
It also, it was interesting, the end. Because a lot of books, they just kind of fade out. But this was actually the end.
This kind of came like back full circle.
This ending made me wish there was more to the book.
And that's rare for a book.
At least maybe like a little summary of what happens in the rest of his life.
Yeah.
So I liked how the author did that. It, you can choose if he becomes the welterweight champion. Because there's no way what he did to the judge was legal.
Yeah.
So he might have some trouble with the law.
Yeah, no one stopped him.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Nobody would be able to.
And honestly, he was defending himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so PK does become the welterweight champion of the world.
All right.
In the books, like... Summary, yeah.
Cool.
Like he already is. It's a big time jump.
So that's cool.
So.
Yeah. That concludes our podcast.
Yeah. All right. So podcast for Power of One is done.